This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Ed, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Or afternoon. J.J. Hey. Jasper's here with me.
Great to be here.
With us. And again, we're playing trivia. We do this every Friday. And we were, you know, every Friday we were cognizant of there are a lot of serious things going on in the world, such as the hurricane now about to hit the Gulf Coast. In Texas especially, and we're thinking about those folks, and certainly as Christians, we're praying for those folks. A lot of listeners in that area.
It's going to be a big one. Yeah. We need to pray in Jesus' name that it diminishes. Yeah.
First really big hurricane to come along in 11
12 years.
2008 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Said it looks like it's going to be the worst one in 12 years.
Yeah, which is a long, long time between major hurricanes. We left somebody on the phone, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, AC is on the phone. AC's calling from Virginia. AC, thanks for holding on, brother. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, it's what beverage drink is made from the sarsaparilla tree?
What beverage?
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no.
Yeah, it's sassafras tea.
Well, no, the
sarsaparilla
is... No, I think it's some kind of root beer, isn't it?
JJ should know. He lived right down the street from the tree.
Well, this is different, though, is it? There's a sarsaparilla tree, and then there's a sassafras tree.
Sassafras,
that's tea.
They take the roots and make sassafras tea. But did you say sarsaparilla, AC?
Or the sassafras tree, yeah.
Oh.
Sassafras.
Is there a difference between sassafras and sarsaparilla?
Only in spelling.
Hey, AC.
Okay.
If you'll say that three times really, really fast, I'm going to send you a free travel mug.
Only in spelling.
No, man. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
You got the spirit of the law and the letter of the law, AC.
Sassafras.
Well, I can make it even better. I'll make it even
easier.
All right,
go ahead.
How many trees in the South did George Washington sleep under?
How many trees in the South did George Washington
sweep under?
Sleep under.
This was a nursery rhyme.
He didn't come to the South, did he?
I remember this in
he's from Virginia.
Kindergarten.
Where's
I'm from Virginia, but I grew up in Carolina.
Yes. Answer is AC, we don't know.
Wait a second.
I'm sorry.
There's sassafras tea, and then a sarsaparilla, I want to say, is a root beer.
Is a root beer, exactly.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
Okay, there you go.
Reason I know that is because years ago, like Abbott and Costello or something like that, they'd walk into a saloon in a Western, and they'd say, what can we get you? Everyone else is drinking whiskey, and he'd say, sarsaparilla. And they'd all laugh at him, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's the only reason why I know it. I've never had one.
It's been a while since I told this, but you left the saloon door open, swinging open. The cowboy came into town, and he had on a brown paper bag vest, brown paper bag shirt. He had chaps made out of brown paper bags and pants made out of brown paper bags. He wasn't in town for 5 minutes when he was there at the saloon and came in and said, the sheriff is on his way to get you. You're being arrested. He said, arrested? I've only been in town 5 minutes. What could I be arrested for? They said, rustling.
I really don't think that's funny because I in seventh grade I went to school one time dressed like that. I don't see anything funny. That's all we can afford, JJ.
I know it.
Thank you, AC.
Thanks,
all right, wait. Did so
you answered his question?
But you're gonna send him a mug. You said if he
no,
oh,
he said, I wouldn't even say that sassa thing three times.
Sassafras.
Oh. Well, you want to give him a chance to do that?
Sassafras.
Okay, all right, I'll give you that. I thought it'd be harder than that, but you sort of slurred your vowels there. But we're going to give it to you anyway. AC, hold on.
We'll put you on hold again, and then Cindy Roberts is going to take your
name and
shipping
address.
Information, and we'll get you a mug out, okay?
I certainly appreciate it, and you guys have a blessed day.
You too, AC. Hey, the mug's free. The shipping and handling's $19.95. But don't let that throw you. This is America. It's 2017.
That's right. You think we can give away mugs? What are you, crazy?
Yeah, not available in my town. All right, what are our questions that have gone unanswered, Ed?
Here to four, okay.
Yeah, here to four.
What is the mascot for the snack food Cheetos? Most have heard of the cartoon Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I have.
What are the names of Alvin's two brothers? I'm surprised no one's got that.
Yeah, me too.
And what is a group of stingrays called?
Who did Lionel Richie sing a duet with on the 1981 number one smash hit Endless Love? Second question, who played Vinnie Barbarino on the TV show Welcome Back, Kotter? Can't believe nobody's gotten scooped that one
up.
Hey,
and I just want to say a little shout out to someone who's worked here for a long time, Barbara Coggins.
Yeah.
She works in data processing. I call her Barbarino all the time.
Oh, yeah, sweet, sweet lady.
Well, I don't know if she gets it, but I call her that. Vinnie Barbarino.
Barbarino. And Mr. then my Gatta, third question.
Mr. Gatta.
What Sorry. Flavor soft drink did Roy Allen and Frank Wright begin selling the 1919 household name? You'll know it.
Diet Hummus, wasn't it? Ooh, that was a smooth drink there.
All right, my question is, what does ZIP and ZIP code stand for? What is the...
I don't know the answer to this. I'm interested in
the word ZIP and ZIP code stand for. What's the correct answer to that? Let's see. I've had some questions. Oh, here's a good one. Which is the only mammal that is able to kneel on all fours?
I know this one.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Which is the only mammal that's able to kneel on all fours?
Write it down for me, Ed, because accountability is a big thing.
It's Bigfoot.
There's one in my... No, he can't. He can only, get around on 2 feet.
JJ just asked me to write it down because I think he thought I was bluffing.
Yeah. All right, back to the phones. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, we go to Ohio. Paula is on the line. Paula, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Nice.
Yeah, Paula,
nice,
how are you doing
nice
today?
Nice radio voice. I like that.
I'm doing really well. I love you guys.
Well,
thank you, Paula.
Are you a Buckeye fan there, Paula?
Absolutely not.
You live in Ohio, and you're not a Buckeye fan, and you just admitted it, so there goes your job and life.
I'm a transplant. So.
Okay, from where?
From the Louisville, Kentucky area.
From Louisville, Kentucky. All right. Well, listen.
I'm a University of Louisville fan.
Gotcha, Louisville Cardinal fan.
That's right.
You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
I'll answer JJ's question about Lionel Richie.
Here you go. Here's the question: who did Lionel Richie sing a duet with on the 1981 number one smash hit "Endless Love"?
Is that Diana Ross?
Yes, it is.
Hey! Mystery question solved. All right.
And Paula, the downside, Paula, is that you're going to have to listen to Tim sing a little bit of the song.
You're right.
I've already been doing that.
Two hearts that beat as... You want me to keep going in?
If you want to, because I'm going to sing Half Breed right after you're done.
Hey, that was a great song. 1981 is the year I graduated from high school, so I know every line of that song.
Man, you were driving around. It was number one on the radio.
Yeah,
so.
I had just become a Christian,
so I had given up secular music.
Really?
So.
Well,
I'm sure I was listening to Amazing Grace or something like that.
You're listening to the Imperials. Sail on.
Second chapter of Acts.
I didn't know you were such a legalist, Ed.
Paula, nicely
good to know.
Before we... We're going to hear from you if you have a question for us, but don't just hang up. Stay on the line so they can get your address. Congratulations. Nicely done.
That's really an admonition for life right there, what you just said, JJ.
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
Yeah. Right.
There's
always, stay on the line.
Stay on the line.
There's tomorrow.
Right.
Somebody's going to pick
hold
up.
Hold the line.
Hold the line.
Yeah, reach for those.
I'm telling you. You should write some of this stuff down, Paula. Yeah, this would be good on a bumper sticker.
Good stuff.
Or if you ever get to give a graduation speech.
Yeah, I mean,
I wanted to tell you all.
You want to know where Joel Osteen gets his stuff? It's right here. He listens to us every week, and then he repeats it.
Because this is Friday, Trivia Friday.
Every day's
Trivia Friday.
K Love was eavesdropping, and they said, "Hey, Trivia Friday, positive and encouraging."
Right.
Let's use that for a tagline.
I know it.
Paula, go ahead.
What were you going to say, Paula?
I was just going to say that I usually work on Fridays, and we're allowed to listen to whatever we want to with earbuds at work. And people are always looking at me very strange because I'm always laughing on Fridays.
Oh, you know, Paula, we get that. People will tell us, you know, they have jobs where they're out in their car and they're like, you know, laughing their head off about something that's going on here, and people are looking at them, you know,
yeah,
or something. You're actually at work. People are looking
right. Hey, you. Paula, do you have a question? Thank you for that. Do you have a question for us?
I actually do, and I hope JJ doesn't know the answers, and he's the one that's from Kentucky, isn't he?
Yes, ma'am.
He is.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a true Kentucky question. Everybody knows about the Kentucky Derby, but do you know the name of the race the day before it's considered the Locals Derby?
Okay, JJ.
That's the Hummus Derby.
I know about the Triple Crown, you know, with the Preakness and
I know
all
that,
the races.
I can sing for you right here.
I don't know the local one.
I can
Please
sing.
Please don't, Tim.
I
Please
can sing
don't.
Cold Kentucky Rain for you right now.
If it
all
helps.
I need is a little encouragement.
I doubt you need any encouragement.
Cold Kentucky Rain.
See?
All right, Paula. Did we get bonus points for that, Paula?
I don't know.
Kentucky Rain.
They want to subtract.
I can't exactly go where Elvis goes with that, but I can get close.
And your hips do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Right.
Oh my word!
Paula, you stumped us.
Paula,
what is it?
Really, JJ doesn't know the answer.
No, JJ
no.
doesn't. He's been away from his old Kentucky home for a long time now.
Now I will say, boy, you've never seen so many mint juleps and big hats and all the excitement leading up to the Kentucky Derby, and I shouldn't know that, but I don't. What's the local race called?
The local Derby is called the Oaks.
The Oaks.
The Oaks.
The Oaks,
Oaks Derby.
Yes, and a lot of the Louisville people will come to that, and that's their derby. And they let all the celebrities take care of the Kentucky Derby. But the Oaks is for us. It's called the Lilies for the Fillies.
Well, now, is it at the same track, or is it a different track?
Yes, it's just the day before.
Okay,
yes.
At Churchill Downs, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Yes, sir.
But so the Lilies for the Fillies, and then the next day it's the Run for the Roses. Good trivia.
Man, if you want to hear speaking about songs, and I'm serious about this, a great song, and Paula probably already knows this, about the Kentucky Derby is by Dan Fogelberg.
Yes, they play it every year on the television channel before it comes on.
It is a great song, Dan Fogelberg.
It is.
Run for the Roses. That's the name of it. I'm serious.
Huh.
It's a great song. By Dan Fogelberg, the late Dan Fogelberg. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Paula.
Don't hang
up.
The line. Don't hang up, Paula.
Awesome.
Stay on the line and hold the line.
Right.
And
you reach for those
stretch
stars.
Before you play basketball.
You grab those stars.
So hang on.
Grab them and keep
congratulations.
Them for yourself.
Yep.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
We go to Texas. Enid is on the line. Enid, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Enid, are you there?
Hey, Enid, you'll need to turn your radio down. There's some feedback. It'll mess you up.
I just turned it off.
Good.
Okay. I just turned it off. Can you hear me?
We can. We can hear you.
Good.
Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I try to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
Well, the one that I had in mind was the zip code.
Yes,
and I thought I was pretty close to it.
I'll
tell you what.
Well, nobody's answered.
The last letter, I was thinking it was so stupid, I won't even tell you. And then it's like, oh, okay. And I've been racking my brain trying to think what the P stood for. So I changed my question.
Okay.
To... has the Cheeto one?
No. What is the mascot for the snack food Cheetos?
Oh, you know what? I am so ignorant on some of this stuff. Yeah. I want to enroll in your learning school because I'm telling you what. After today, trying to think of these answers, I thought about giving my middle name because if anyone's listening that knows me, it's like, oh, I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And
that's all right.
Anyway,
no, everybody does that. They know one or two.
I'm going to fail.
No, you're doing fine.
Well, do you?
Okay, the Cheetos one. Is it the cheetah?
It is. It is the cheetah.
Cheetos.
It is. His proper name is Chester Cheetah, and he's been. He got the sunglasses, and he is the mascot for Cheetos.
Yeah.
You know that was
you did well, Enid. Good job.
You know who first drew that character was Vincent Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh.
A lot of people don't know that about that.
I sure didn't know.
You didn't know
it?
Look it up.
He was ahead of his time. Yeah. Him and that Hawkins guy were roommates at the Institute for Art.
Enid, you have a question for us?
Yes.
Okay, go
ahead. Where did God come from?
Where did God come from?
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be some kind of a riddle or a joke or something.
It's in the Bible.
All right, you tell us, Enid. Where did God come from?
Well, there's a scripture, and I think it's in Psalms. I'm in my car right now, and I didn't look it up before I left, but I've been knowing about it for a long time. It's Teman, T as in Tom, E-M-A-N. And I want y'all to find out where Teman is and let me know.
All right.
I don't know what Teman means, but it's
where in the Bible is that? In Psalms?
You know what? It's in Psalms, I believe.
Yeah.
But I do not know the chapter and verse.
Okay. That's quite the question just to leave us hanging without an answer with the 9 minutes to go, and people are going to slam our phones after this is over saying, I can't believe y'all said God came from a planet called Teman and let her get away with it.
Hey, now, Enid.
Thanks, Enid.
Enid, you mentioned your middle name before. What is your middle name?
Juanice.
Juanice.
And it's spelled J-U-A-N-I-C-E. If you leave the U off, it spells Janice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That's beautiful.
All right. Gotcha. Well, beautiful name. Thank you, Enid. Thank you, Enid.
Better than Sassafras.
Better than Sassafras, yeah.
Yeah, being your
middle, you're having a hard time saying that. Sassafras.
I knew there's somewhere. Ed, I have a speech thing that I don't.
And I shouldn't mock it, right?
I don't know what she's talking about. Do y'all guys know what she's talking about?
No, I don't. I know that. What's that one about? You know, is God's name, because he said, he walks with me and he talks with me. What's that?
Andy walks with me and talks with me.
So I
thought it was a riddle.
Just to be clear, and this is a fun show, and we don't research everything or clarify everything. If we have to do that, it takes all the fun out of it. Just
Enid was her name.
Yeah. She knows this. God has always existed.
Right.
And so he doesn't come from anywhere.
Right? He is eternal.
Correct.
And I think every Christian in the world subscribes to that.
Right.
All right. That's why he's God.
That's right.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions quick. Don't add any because we're down to 6 minutes left on the show, and then let's get back to the phones.
All right. I have two left. Most have heard of the cartoon Alvin and the Chipmunks. What are the names of Alvin's two brothers? And the only other question I have left is, what is a group of stingrays called?
Mm-hmm.
Who played Vinnie Barbarino on Welcome Back, Kotter? And what flavor soft drink did Roy Allen and Frank Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, begin selling in 1919?
What was he the architect on what drink?
Yes. Right? Yes.
All right. Which is the only mammal? That's the only question I have left right here. Which is the only mammal that is able to kneel on all fours? The only mammal in the world that can do this, can kneel on all fours. What am I talking about? That's what a lot of people have been asking me my whole life.
What in the world?
What are you talking about, Wildman? All right, Trivia Friday on AFR. Let's go back to the phone.
Well, we go back to Kansas, and Ginger is on the line. Welcome, Ginger.
Thank you. I got through.
Yeah, you did, Ginger. It's your lucky day or your predestined day, I'm not sure what it is, but you made it through.
Excellent job.
I want to answer the question.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The chipmunk.
Oh, okay. Alvin and the Chipmunks, what are the names of Alvin's two brothers?
Simon and Theodore.
Yes.
Simon and Theodore. Did they call him Teddy?
They call him Teddy? No.
No,
call
just
him Theodore. Simon.
Theodore.
The full names.
Yeah.
Alvin.
What range would they be? I'm not a music expert, but I know there's like altos and bass. And what would, Ginger, what were the chipmunks, what family What range would they be considered?
You mean like folk music or?
No, no, I'm talking like about, you know how you have.
Oh, baritone.
Because they were up so high.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I do know.
I'm with you, Ginger.
A popular game sprung from that. Yeah, Simon like, Says.
Yeah.
That was a big hit.
Big
hit. Yeah. Thanks to the Chipmunks.
Yeah. Y'all act like that's not an important question, though. Ed and Ginger, I mean, I've got to be honest, you're flipping about that.
I gotta admit, it's not very high on my
list.
It's
not?
Yeah, it'd be ultra soprano. You could probably add another thing there on the
so
graph.
So soprano. Thank
soprano,
you, JJ, for acting
and then
like,
some.
For showing that this question matters
soprano
to at least one
PS.
Person in the world.
Yes,
and I have feelings.
Right.
All right, Ginger, do you have
sure
a question?
A song about that.
Yeah, I'm going to – next week, probably I'll come up with a song.
Break out in song.
It'll be our theme
that
I get from the Chipmunks. My question is, outside of their Christmas album, what did they ever
do? They have a bunch of albums.
Dude.
And they have several movies. I've never, I don't care for
the
them
Christmas
myself.
Album is one that gets all the attention, but they have got an Amish rap album.
that is to die for.
Oh, they got some Amish guys that are backing them up, and it is some kind of, you talk about a beatbox that won't quit. Yeah, it's very and it's
well. That song, that music you just described, is what knocked Lionel Richie and Diana Ross off number one.
Right? One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Album that album is not available in any store, and obviously it's not available in Montana. But hey, what's your question for us, Ginger?
Well, have you heard about the Benders, the Bloody Benders?
The Bloody Benders.
You know, we don't advocate drinking alcohol
or violence, Ginger. Well, I don't even know what that is.
I'll take a Sprite.
I haven't heard
a Bloody Bender.
She wants a Bloody Bender. Is that a singing group?
There is a song. I lived in Cherryville. We used to have a museum, and I would walk home from the swimming pool every day, and I would stop into the museum, and I learned a lot. But I just stopped in to get cooled off. But it was Kate Bender, her brother John, mom and dad. It would kill people.
Well,
what would kill people? Their song? What?
No.
Okay.
No, they would kill people for their money.
Oh, it's a gang, some kind of gang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Bonnie and Clyde.
Like the Bloody Benders.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of them.
I thought it was a yoga move.
Yeah, we... Ginger, we got to run.
You
got to
run. Thank you,
yoga
Ginger.
Class. That's why I don't go, for that reason.
Because you can get the Bloody Benders. It's kind of
sure
like
can.
If you go down, if you're doing some deep water diving and try
that's
to come
right.
up too fast,
about,
you get the Bloody Benders.
About hurting.
We got to give our answers to our questions.
All right, what do you have?
All right, so you know what a group of stingrays is called? This one was for you.
A group of stingrays, I'm going to say pod.
A fever. And I knew...
A fever?
I knew you had a fever.
I got a fever.
For more cowbell.
And on a prescription is more cowbell.
So it's called a fever of stingrays.
Really?
You got any more?
That's it.
Roy Allen, the A. Frank Wright, W. A&W Root Beer.
Oh, okay, good.
And then who played Vinnie Barbarino in the TV show Welcome Back, Cotter?
John Travolta. Travolta.
John Travolta.
That's right.
Which is the only mammal that's able to kneel on all fours?
Camel.
Well, that's what I have.
What do you have?
An elephant.
An elephant? Well, what do I know?
You know, that's a good. I don't know. I'm unsure of myself right there. I don't know. I don't know if that's right or not. I have elephant. That's what the answer I found. But
it may be right.
You could be right. Could
elephants
also be
have knees? They sure do.
A camel does the same thing as an elephant does.
Yeah.
You are correct, sir.
Maybe.
All right, we're out of time.
Find out next week.
We're out of time. We thank you for yours. Appreciate you joining us today. Have a great weekend, everybody. Pray for all our friends on the Texas Gulf Coast, and we'll see you back here on Monday.